Edom Zolmim, Machokas Rava Abaye, whether or not Edom Zolmim is a Chiddush. Again, just to quickly recap from yesterday's shir, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin Ra'af is Machokas Rava Abaye. Abaye says the Edom Zolmim, once he's found to be possible, every Edus in between the time he gave testimony and the time he's found to be possible, Lemafreya, all those are going to be possible. Nifsal, Rava argues only Mekan Halaba. Rava had two opinions, the Gemara had two opinions how to understand Rava. Either it was a chiddush or it was a mishum seder lekuchos. So within the opinion that Rava thinks it's a chiddush, does Abaye agree to Rava that it's also a chiddush, but just not as limited as Rava thought? So Kovit Shirum, Rav Chanan, and Baba Kama, Usmem Gimel, thought there was actually a machlokes, two ways to understand it, that Abaye thinks it was a chiddush, we just don't say Mikan Abba, we don't apply the rule of Ein Vayel Chiddusho, or Abaye thinks it's not a chiddush at all, and that's where Machlokes Rishonim found in the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam thinks it's a chiddush, Gezeiras HaKasev, although we pass like Abaye, still Abaye passes it's a chiddush, and that's something I should mention. I think I mentioned a few other times. Rambam oftentimes will pass like one Amora or one Tana, he'll quote the opinion or the svar of the other. He always bridges the gap, from my experience, oftentimes bridges the gap between the Machlokes Amora and Tanaim. And the Ramban, on the other hand, in Parsha Shoftim, thought that was misvara. And then we saw the Aruch HaShulchan, who thought, no, really a combination. It starts off with the Svar, that we trust the second set of Edom to testify against the original Edom, Begavra, but that Mimela translates into a testimony, a Hachasha, about the Edus itself, the Maisa, and therefore you'd also need the Gzeres Kasov. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's a combination, a hybrid. Question? No. Okay, so now I wanted to discuss quickly two Nafkaminas before going to the next Sugya. So there's a machlokes Rambam Ravid, very cryptic machlokes, or at least the language of the Ravid is very cryptic. The Rambam found in Hilchos Edus Perk Chaf Halacha Biz writes as follows: Neharag ze shehidolav. Let's say the Edom Zomim come along, and they before they're found to be huzam. So the Edom, the original person gets killed al pi Edom Zomim, before the Edom Zomim are found to be guilty. Va'achakach, only afterwards, huzmu, they are found to be Edom Zomim. Einan haragin min adin, they don't get killed. Famous pasuk, famous drasha. Kasher zom la'asos lochiv, v'adayin lo'asa. You only get kasher zomim before they actually did it, when they conspired to do something. But once they actually did something, you don't get the misa. This is Mipia Kabbalah. But let's say the Malchus was given, so then the Edom Zomim would get Malchus also. Same thing applies to money. If they caused the Nidon to pay money, so the Edom Zomim would have to pay money as well. On that, the Rabbi writes, Amar Ram Shiba Shuzeh. It's unclear. What's the Rabbi talking about? Well, Ram seemed to say everything okay. What's the problem with the Rabbi? What does the Rabbi have? What do you think the problem with the Rambam is? So the Radvan says, maybe his problem is as follows. What the Rambam writes about Acharka Chuzmu, who cares if they're found to be Edom Zomim afterwards? If the Maisa, there's no halacha, there's no nafkamina, once the two Edom, the original Edom say that this person gets death and he gets killed, who cares if these Edom are found to be Edom Zomim? We're not going to implement any din, there's no halacha la Maisa that's going to carry over from that. So who cares? What's Ram trying to teach you? Just a drasha? So I don't know what the problem so much, if that's the, you know, just answer. You would have thought, even after they're found to be Zomim, even after they implemented the original punishment, the Edom Zomim get killed also. The Rambam's saying, don't say that. Rambam's telling you the Lach, the Gemara says that Edom Zomim only applies Kasher Zomim, v'lo Kasher Asa. I don't know the problem, the Ravid. But the Ravid thought there's no halach lamite. In the end of the day, there's no nafkamina. So he thought it was a mistake, at least the way the Radvaz understood it. Radvaz says, no, I'll tell you what, there is a nafkamina. Even after the original person gets killed through these Edom Zomim, and they're found to be Zomim afterwards, there's still a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? That these Edom Zomim will still be possible. Even though the whole din of Edom Zomim doesn't apply anymore, because Edom Zomim only applies before the actual implementation of the punishment, still these people will be possible. That's the Radvaz. So it comes out as Machlokes Rambam Ravid, according to the Radvaz at least. The Rambam thinks that the Edom Zomim are going to be possible, and Ravid thinks that Edom Zomim will not be possible. What's the... has Bar Machlokas here, whether it be possible or not. So the Miri in Makos Hamna Beis, records this Machlokas. This is found all at the end of Hamna Beis. Where'd it go? Here. Maybe not. Maybe towards the beginning. Actually, Hamna Aleph in mind. So, Adam Shehuzmu, he writes, Acha Shehargu, after they get killed, they're found to be Zomimim only after the original person gets killed. You don't get killed. And on that din, the din of Kasher Zomim, Kasher, Velo Kasher Asa, he quotes from the Chachmei Doros, Shelein Psul Miha Hazama Chalaleihem. In terms of being Pasul Eidus, like the Radvan says, they're going to be Pasul Eidus. Although we're not going to implement the din of Adam Zomim, these Adam will not get killed because they already had the original Nidom being killed, they still will become Pasul. The Miri says, Veish Lefakmik. You could argue on this and contend this shita. Ho'il ve'edim zomim chidishu. Since it's a chidish, yesh lomar she'ein lacha bo'el lachidusho. Since it's a chidish, it's very limited in its application, and we can only apply it to what we know is for sure, whatever the Torah tells us. V'chol shelo hargu hazamach al aleim. The din of edim zomim, that chidish only applies when no one gets killed. Aval acha shehargu. But if the original guy gets killed, since there's no din of hazama anymore, linin hariga, in terms of we don't kill these edim zomim, ain kan din hazama after faslam. There's no din of hazama in regards to the psul. So the Miri explains as follows: that since edim zomim is a chiddush, we cannot passel these edim zomim since they're only found to be huzmu after the killing of the original person. That's not the classic case of edim zomim. Ain ba'al chiddusho. We can't apply this din anymore. Again, whenever you, if you understand Adam Zomim to be a Chiddush, it's much more limited. So you see, the Miri thinks, even Lamaskana, everyone agrees you're passing like a Baye, Yaakam, we can't argue on that, you're passing like a Baye. And yet still, the Miri uses the language of the Chiddush, even for a Baye. And the Chiddush is that, you're right, normally Adam Zomim are going to be passed to Adus, but since this din is not going to be a classic example of Adam Zomim, because they only found Huzim afterwards, so we can't pass them. And the first opinion in the Miri is that no, Abai doesn't hold of Chiddush. Abai thinks Edom Zomim is a Svara, like the Ramban. It's logical why we follow the second opinion. And since it's Misvara, although we can no longer implement the punishment to Edom Zomim because of technical reason of the Drasha, Kasher Zomim lo Kasher Asa, but still, in the end of the day, we believe the second Edom that the first set of Edom are Zomim and the first set of Edom are false. And therefore, they're going to be pasul for Edus. That's the Hezbar Machlokas of the Miri. And what's the difficulty with this? When we translate this back into the Rambam.
Rambam holds Chiddush.
Right. It doesn't line up. The Rambam in Hilchas Edus, Perek, where was that Perek again? Perek Yudches, says Edom's own is a Chiddush, an Exeris HaKasif. If that's true, it's a Chiddush. So you shouldn't pasul these Edom in this case. Like the Miri says, you shouldn't passel the Edom Zomim if they're found to be Huzmu after the killing. Yet, the Radvaz thinks, the Rambam holds that you should. He does think, the Nafkimin is, that they would be passel even after the Maisa.
Unless you just want to say that...
Before the answer, that, okay. I want to make sure that question's clear. Right, the Radvaz, again, thinks, Shittas Rambam is that, the Nafkimin is, who cares if they're found to be Huzmu after the Maisa? The nachman is after the ma'isa. Although we don't implement the punishment anymore, there's still going to be a psul edus. Why? So based on the Miri, we said it's a psul edus because misvara. If it's a chiddush, so you can't apply the chiddush beyond the normal boundaries that we're familiar with. But if it's misvara like the Ramban, then you would apply the psul of edim zomim even if it's found to be huzmu after the ma'isa. And the question is that doesn't line up with the Rambam because the Rambam holds it's a chiddush. If he holds a chiddush, he shouldn't possibly aid him in the case. So that's the question. Hopefully that's clear. You guys got that?
I'm sorry. How can the Miri is holding like the Ramban or something?
The Miri, he brings two opinions.
Right, I'm saying not the Chachmei Doros. The Chachmei Doros, you want to say, holds like...
The Chachmei Doros who think they're possible, we would think that's the Ramban. He doesn't say that, but that's what we would understand.
start.
Yeah. The Meiri brings a second opinion for it. Let's start with that way. He brings a second opinion that says these Adam Zomim in such a case would not be possible. Because the whole concept of Adam Zomim is a Chiddush. Once it's a Chiddush, it can be very limited in when we apply it.
Isn't that the Rambam? Because the Rambam says that it's a
Chiddush.
Or which Rambam are we trying to...
Well,
so
we're saying...
Trying to link it to the Rambam.
So the Miri itself says if it's a chiddush, these edim should not be possible.
Right.
The Rambam says it's a chiddush, yet he seems to say
they are possible.
That's the steer.
Right, right.
So yeah, Jake, you want to suggest something?
No, okay. I was going to say the Miri that Rabbaz was saying the Nafkamino, that Nafkamino only legabe the Ravid. He doesn't.
Right. Say that. So I think a very easy way to explain this, the whole Radvaz, it's a little strange. The whole question of the Ravid is very cryptic. We don't know what he's asking. It's just Shibush. I don't know what the din is, but the problem is, the Rambam himself never says that these Adim Zomer are going to be possible. So, Ikar Chasim Rav Sefer, if I didn't have the Ravid, I never would ask such a question. The Rambam doesn't hold they're possible. In a Chanami, he would agree to the Miri, that since it's a Chiddush, like he writes in Perek Yudaches, it's a Gzeres HaKasav, in a Chanami, they would not be possible. The Ravid is just trying to understand where the Ravid is coming from. I think he thinks it's true also for the Rambam, but the Rambam never actually says it. So you're right. It wouldn't be the Shittas Rambam. Or, no, the Ravid is right. This really is the Shittas Rambam. Ah, but didn't he say it's a Chiddush? How can you say they're possible? So he argues with the Miri that although it's a Chiddush, we don't say every single din is going to be limited. The whole discussion in Rav and Abai is only in the Gemara, is only in regards to passing Mafreya or not. So we pass like a bai, we only paskin that it's going to be, sorry, 1 second, what is this again? Right. A bai says l'mafreya. Even though the Rambam still calls it a chiddush, he still says you could go l'mafreya. You could still go retroactively and pass everything beforehand. So although he calls it a chiddush, he doesn't hold to the concept of ein bo ela chiddusho. Like what the Rav Chanan was saying. A chiddush does not translate to mean ein bo ela chiddusho. That clause is thrown out. So just like the Rambam could hold it's a chiddush, Adam Zom is a chiddush, and yet you could still passel mafreya, so too said you could hold a chiddush and say it's passel in this case also. Even though the Adam Zom were found to be Zomim only after the Maisa and the implementation of the punishment, the Rambam doesn't hold of ein bo ela chiddusho. So everything works out very nicely. It's the Miri who's a chiddush. The Miri says, ah, it's a chiddush, we pass like a bai, it's a chiddush. Well, if it's a chiddush and ein bo ela chiddusho, so why does a bai allow everything to be possible in mafreya? Isn't that ein bo ela chiddusho? So I think the Rambam works out nicely, even for the Radvaz. Okay, so that's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina is in regards to shtar. So the Rabbi Yechonanel and Daf in Sanhedrin Chav Zayim and Aleph. Our whole discussion is, Gemara really doesn't tell us what the discussion is about. It talks about Edis, doesn't talk about being Chosem and Ashtar. Rabbi Nachanal says this din applies also to a case of Ashtar. If there's an Edis on the Ashtar in Bezdin, Mishahuch Sakashar Bezdin, once that Ashtar is Mukuyim in Bezdin, may also Yom Nifsal Ha'ed. From that point on, the Ed is possible. Even though afterwards the Edom came, still when it comes to the Shtar, everything's possible.
Sorry, where is this
Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Nachman is on our daf, right on the top. Okay. What does the Ran and Sanhedrin say on this idea of Shtar? Anybody see this?
Yeah.
What? Came?
It doesn't apply.
Why does it not apply?
Because... Something about like post-dating it, you can maybe pull some kind of shtick.
Right, a very technical reason. He says the din of shtar, this din of Adam Zomim, does not apply to shtar for a very technical reason. He says this din we're talking about in the Gemara is talking about milva alpeh. Because if it's talking about milva b'shtar, it's impossible to be mizame. Because they could have always said that we delayed the writing of it, and we wrote the halval later on. And we did for the sake of the lova. I mean, we wrote a later date on it just to help the lova out a little bit. But there's a technical reason why the Adam Zomim couldn't be found guilty. when it comes to shtar. But Me'ikar Din, the Ran agrees that it should apply even to shtar. But what does Ran and Ksuva say on this idea of Adam Zomim and Ishtar? Anybody see it? You guys saw only the Bach, didn't see the... Right. He says that no. All we know from Adam Zomim is Milvalpe. You can't take this concept of Adam Zomim and apply it elsewhere. You can't apply it to Milva Bashar. Because like Jake said, Aim Bo El Chidusho. Since Adam Zomim is a Chiddush, even for Shita Sabaye, who is how the Rambam Paskins, even for him, so we're very limited in when we could apply this din, and therefore writes Iran that you cannot apply the din of Adam Zomim to Shtar, because it's a Chiddush. So these are two, I guess, a clear, simple napkumina as to whether by hold of a Chiddush or he thinks it's Misfar, Machlokes Rambam Ramban. It's just interesting, on this Bach, on this Shita Ran, writes something interesting though. What did he say? Anybody see this? No? He said, what, just the first line you saw? He says as follows, you're right. The Ran says that Adam Zomim is a Chiddush. And for that reason you can't apply Hazama to it. But he says, still, nonetheless, even though the onesh won't apply to Edom Zomim and Ashtar, legave din paslus ha'edim mode she'edim sulim. That's what he writes. He's mechai between the onesh and the psul. Everyone clear with that? Yeah. That the Ran says, before we get the Bach in, the Ran says that we cannot apply the din of Adam Zomim to Shtar, because the classic case of Halva is Milva Alpeh. So when we talk about Adam Zomim, we're always referring to Milva Alpeh. And since Adam Zomim, the whole concept is a Chiddush, even according to Bai, we can't extend that to a case of Milva Bashar. So Adam Zomim does not apply to Milva Bashar. That's what the Ran writes. The Bach qualifies that and says no. When we say that it's a Chiddush and it does not apply to Milva Bashar, that just means we cannot implement any punishments of the Milva Bashar. But these Edom are still going to be possible. So what are your thoughts about that?
Kind of goes against the whole idea of it coming to Chiddush within the parameters of Edom's own. Seem to be saying that if you hold it, it's a Chiddush, it has to be within the classic case of Adam Zomim.
Right.
We said that yesterday, and then we said kind of said today. So, I don't know, if you kind of take away the punishment, it seems to see like it's not in those classic, you know, Darwin Adam
Zomim. It's akin to the Mahalvis Ram, maybe the second way to explain the Mahalvis Ram Miri, that in regards to how far to extend Imba Kedusha.
Okay.
And like we said, like the Miri extended it to the point where you restricted to even, you wouldn't be possible. The Ram said that no, you wouldn't allow to be possible. So through here, that the Bach, I guess, restricting it only to whatever psulim, but I guess the Ran, you know, Pashas of the Ran is that no, it's even extending all the way to Onish as well.
Right, so with the Bach is interesting though, he says no, it only extends to Onish, it does not extend to the Psul though.
I'm saying to the Psul as well, I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, everything up until now was talking about the Psul. When Abai and Rava, their whole machokas is about passing the Edom. So when Abai agrees to Chiddush, we thought, oh, he agrees to Chiddush in terms of Psul. Rabba says he agrees to him in terms of Psul. But the Bach said on the Shem Tzaran, no, he does not agree with him Psul. He rejects the concept of Chiddush in the world of Psulim. But he says Chiddush applies when it comes to implementing the punishment. And we cannot extend and expand the implementation of punishment because it's a Chiddush. Again, it's a Chiddush of the Bach. I think the Shach and others argue on this. It's not Pashas of the Ram. But what comes out interesting also, again, not our sugya of the overall understanding of Edom Zomim, I guess some are related, but into understanding the nature of the psul of Edom Zomim for a second. Why is Edom, this might be a nice segue into the next sugya. Why is Edom Zomim possible?
There's
a kasav of chashash. Okay. So, this din. Now, if the Ran says that it's a chiddush, that we cannot apply the din of Edom Zomim to shtar, there's no concept of Edom Zomim. So there's no halos shem gavra Edom Zomim. Mikzeres HaKosov. Right, again, that's rare. Why is Edom Zomim possible? Is Edom Zomim possible because the Torah says he's Edom Zomim? And Edom Zomim is a Rasha? Or no, because Edom Zomim is a chashash mishaker. So he's a chashash mishaker. So who cares whether the guy was Edom Zomim on a bill of a pen of a bashar? The guy lied. Either way, he's a chashash mishaker. So the psul should apply regardless. But if you hold that Edom Zomim is pasuk to Gzeres HaKosov, so then maybe the psul will only apply if he's an Edom Zomim. If the onish applies to Edom Zomim b'shtar, only when the onish could apply will the psul apply as well. But when there's no din of Edom Zomim anymore, we don't apply the onish to Edom Zomim b'shtar, and there's no chaloshem gavra of Edom Zomim, and then mele he can't be pasul anymore. That's Pashas of the Ram, but the Bachlis is different. No. There's one din of the punishment of Edom Zomim. Only if you follow the particular rules and the details are you Edom Zomim. It's a Chiddush. Only that what we're limited to the Pasuk. When it comes to the Psul, it's entirely different. The Psul of Edom Zomim is not based on the Gzeres HaKosov, who's an Edom Zomim, who's not an Edom Zomim. A guy can not be an Edom Zomim and he can still be Pasul. Because of the Chashash Meshaker. In the end of the day, he lied. Okay, he did a bishtar. He's not going to be Edom Zomim. But at the end of the day, he did lie. Chashash Meshach, he's puzzle. So now we have Machlokes Bach. I think the Shach argues in understanding this Ran.
Okay, I mean, can you say the same thing, I guess, for Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ran as well? That Rabbeinu Chananel says bishtar is because he holds that Chashash Meshach. And Ran, would you say that? No, that's because it's just because you only apply it to Mavum Bet.
Maybe I have to think about that. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, up until now we're discussing the Machlokes Rav and Bai. Now we kind of expand it to a general discussion of what the problem psul is of Edom Zomim. So now that's a great segue into the next sugya. We could begin that for the next few minutes at least. So the next sugya is where I thought about maybe starting all these sugyas we've been doing over the past month or so. About the nature of the psul rishis for Edus, before I forget. This is the real source, this is the nishma machlokas, how to understand the nature of the psul rasha for an Ed. So the Gemara begins in Chav Zayin and Aleph, first with a discussion where everybody agrees that a mumar ochel nevelos l'teavon, someone who wants to eat nevelos l'teavon for his own desire, his own taiva, such a person who eats nevelos l'teavon, divrei hakol, everybody agrees, pasul. Everybody agrees such a person is disqualified from edus. We'll get back to that. That'll be the next sugya. We're going to work backwards. However, the Gemara says, if it's l'hachis, if he's eating nevelos, l'hachis, then that's a machokis abai and rava. Abai amar pasul. Abai thinks it's pasul. And rava amar kosher. Rava thinks such a person is kosher. So we'll read right in the Gemara, but just keep in mind, this Gemara, these are one of these great Gemaras where the Machlokas Rishonim is going to really come out of the Gemara itself. Forget all the Rishonim, forget what you saw in Rashi, Yadarma, look at the Gemara itself and it's going to come to life, really. The Machlokas Rishonim comes here in the Gemara itself, how to read the Gemara. So what's the Machlokas Rav and Abaye? Why would such a person be Pasul or Kasher? So the Gemara first suggests as follows. Abaye Amar Pasul. Why is a Lahachis Pasul? Dehavale Rasha. He's a Rasha. Rachmana Amar Alteshis Rasha Aid. A Rasha cannot be an aid. Rav Amar Kosher. No, he is kosher. Why? Rosh Dechomas Beinan. The Pasuk says only Rosh Dechomas, someone who does the Avera because of money. So based on these few lines, what's the reason for a Psul Rasha? What? Chir Mamon, but The Gemara itself doesn't say Chim and Mamon though. The Gemara is referring to the Pesukim, how to read the Pesukim. I would call it a Gzeres HaKasuf, defining what the Pesuk is referring to. What type of Rasha? A Rasha Stam or Rasha Dechamas? This read of the Gemara is about Gzeres HaKasuf. That's all. The Gzeres HaKasuf is like Karov. Karov is possible because Gzeres HaKasuf. Gzeres HaMelech, Gemara Babasa says. Gzeres HaKasuf. That's the reason why a Pesuk Rasha is possible. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Mesive, Al Tishis Rasha Aid, Al Tishis Hamas Aid. What's an example? Elo Gazlanim Mal Mishruos. These are people who steal and take Shruos incorrectly. What does Shruos mean? My love, Echad Shruos Shav, Echad Shruos Mamon. Even a Shruos, which is not necessarily related to Hamas, it's a proof for Abaye that any Isser, any Rush is going to be possible. Where it says, no. They're both referring to Shavuos Mamon. So if it's talking about Shavuos Mamon, why is it in the plural, my Shavuos? Shavuos Da'amah, just in general, the word Shavuos, that type of people talk. But it means specifically Shavuos the Mamon, Rasha the Chamos. Therefore, it could be a proof. You could read it either way for a Baya Rava. Okay. Then the word says, Meisive, Al Teshis Rasha Eid, Al Teshis Chamos Eilu Gazlan Mavi Ribis. These are people who steal and who lend money with interest. So you see, it's limited to only cases of Rasha the Hamas, Tiyuvta de Baye, Tiyuvta. Okay. Gemara asks a couple of questions, give a couple of answers. But then the Gemara goes a different angle. You guys see this yet? Name a Ketanai? Gemara says, maybe it's a Machokas Tanaim elsewhere. Eid Zomim Pasul. It's a Tosept in Makos. Eid Zomim is Pasul. Okay. L'chol Atar Kulo. Eid Zomim is Pasul. He's going to be disqualified from all testimonies. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Bamed Vamamurim? When is it Eid Zomim Pasul? Shehuzim Bedinei Nefashos. When he's Huzam for Dinei Nefashos, then he's disqualified for Kol Torah Kula. Aval. Huzam Bedinei Mamonos, but he's Huzam when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, Kashul Dinei Nefashos. You can still testify in the case of Dinei Nefashos. So Gemara suggests, how do you line this up? It's hard to explain now. You guys should learn the Gemara well to appreciate. It's a very difficult how it lines up. We'll read the Gemara. Nema Bai Karebi Meir, Rabbi Karebi Yossi. No, Abai Kray Meir, I mean a Kula Chumra. You could go from Kula Chumra. What does Kula Chumra mean? What does it mean? What does Kula Chumra mean? What does it mean? You go from lenient to stringent? That's what it means, you're right. But how you jump from one to the next? What's the reason you would jump from one to the next? Choshesh. That's the key word. You're Choshesh, or Choshesh him for something. I'll just finish the Gemara, then I'll explain what I mean. The Rav Amar, Damar Kirevi Yosi, Damar Michum Lakula, Amrina Mikul Chumra Lo Amrina. You don't say in the opposite way. And the Gemara says, no. This the Amaram Tanaim don't line up so well. Lo Aliva Dere Yosi Kul Amalo Pligi. Everyone agrees, according to Rav Yosi, there's no Machokas. Ki Pligi Aliva Dere Meir. Right, Meir they all argue with. Right, Meir says, when you're possible, when you ate Domim, you're possible to call it Tarakula. So Abai Kray Meir, Abai holds like Rabbi Meir. If you're a Rasha Stam, your aids on him, your pasva kol tarakula. Rava ama ad kan lo kama rei meir hasim. Rei meir only says that in regards to gavi aids zomim. Why? Because an aids zomim is mamon rol shemayim and rol abrios. He's an aids zomim. He's against God. He's rol shemayim. He's also mamon. He's taking someone else's money away. It's rol abrios. About hacha the rol shemayim here in our case of lahachis, he's eating neves lahachis. It's only rol shemayim. Vein rol abrios. Lo, you won't necessarily choshit him for other things. Hilchasa kavasi debai. Period. What comes out from the sugya? What's the reason why a Rasha is pasul edus? You said this before. Yeah. Chashash. So the two different explanations of the Gemara is gufa this machlokis we'll see in the Rishonim tomorrow, I guess. First, the Gemara says, what's machlokis rav and abai, whether lahachis is pasul kasher? Well, it depends how you understand the pasuk. Is it Rasha stan, the pasuk says, gzeres akasiv, or is Rasha dechamas? And then the Gemara suggests later on, no, maybe it's like the Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, whether you're choshed for one thing or you're choshed for something else. If I'm choshed for Dinei Nefashos, does that make me choshed for Dinei Mamonos? Or does it not? It's all about chashad. So this really comes from the Gemara. We'll see the Rishonim, what they're inclined to read the Machlokes Rav and Abai, each of them individually, and how they line up with each other. Okay.